struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
Okay, we got second date update with Dwayne.
It doesn't matter!
What?
It doesn't matter what your candy is!
Fat Joe is cooking.
Oh, yeah. Cooking and smelling. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my
what
God.
What has been straight marinating?
What's going on, Dwayne?
What's going on, man? I met this girl. Her name's Alina. We kind of like ended up meeting up at a gym. Because like when we were talking, we were both into like living like super fit lifestyles. I used to hike up Diamond Head all the time. We were like, you know what? You love working out. I love working out. Let's meet up at like a gym for our first date. And I thought it was awesome. And I haven't really heard back from her since then. And so I'm kind of confused as what's going on here.
I've always loved that approach to meeting people. It's like, oh yeah, we met at the gym. You love working out. I love working out. Let's go on a date sometime. I just want to walk up to a girl and be like, I noticed you like walking.
Yes.
I walk too.
Yes. We'll walk together on a treadmill.
Yeah, yeah. Let's hope now.
Yes. Oh, you love to breathe?
I love to breathe too.
That was my sign of I love you.
Now I got somewhere you can blow into.
Wow. They took it deep on that one. But you ever meet those people?
Oh, it's like,
we met at the store. She loves to buy pointless crap. I
yes.
do too.
Yeah.
She needs to buy groceries.
Together.
I do too. It's nuts.
We met at a bar. She gets hammered. I love to get hammered.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was eating when we met. You eat too?
Yes. We met at Olive Park. She's a crackhead. I'm a crackhead.
That's a really good common factor that not many people have.
Yes.
That is a combination meant to be.
Nice.
All right, Dwayne. Goodness. So how was your guys' first date? Did it go good or?
Yeah, no, I thought it went great. That's why I don't really know why I'm getting ghosted here. I mean, I know we love to run, but I'm hoping she's not telling me to take a hike, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I see what you did there. You guys did what on your first date again? I'm sorry. I was so stuck on
they went to the
Fat
gym.
Joe's crackhead connection.
We went to the gym.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
All right. You didn't go like too hard on her or anything like that, right?
Oh,
I mean, or vice versa?
No.
Did you guys work out together, or was it like she did her own thing, you did your own thing?
Yeah, best first date ever. I tell you what, I'm going to sit in that corner of the movie theater. You sit in the front row.
And we'll meet on the elliptical later, yeah.
It's like, hi, you go to a restaurant, we're on a first date. Could she get that table? I'll take the little stool at the bar.
We'd be just fine.
I mean, some guys, you know, like, they don't want to be, like, doing what the girl does, and the girl wants to do
it.
You
go on a date with her to the gym.
So, I got to be honest, when Fat Joe calls you out.
Yeah.
Hey, give her grace, man. She's got, like, 3 jobs, okay?
I got it.
All right, well, Dwayne, what was the girl's name again? I'm sorry.
Her name's Alina.
Alina.
Okay, Alina. We're going to give Alina a call right now. So what'd you do for your first date? We went to the gym.
I went to the spa.
Yeah. All right, we're going to give Alina a call right now. If you don't mind, stay quiet on the other line. Let Joe, MJ, and I do the talking.
Yes.
We'll figure out what happened and see if we can get you all reconnected, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, man.
All right, brother. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Alina?
This is me.
Alina, it's the Kayla Show. That's Fat Joe.
How's it?
We got MJ right there.
Hello.
Alina to the left. Alina to the right.
I just prefer to Alina up.
Yeah. Alina right over.
I just like to lean on you.
Yeah.
Alina on you.
I'm Alina. I'm in shock right now. I love you guys.
Oh, I love you, Alina. I'm sure not after those leaning comments.
No.
I've just heard them all, believe me. But
no, okay.
I met Kayla once at New Kids on the Block, and you were so nice. And I have a confession. I have a little crush on you.
Oh, well, thank you. You made my day. Will you do me a favor? Let Allie know about that because she made the differ heavily.
I am wanted goods, girl. You better.
Yeah. Like, Allie, you call her and tell her that. She'd be like, yeah, girl. All I got to tell you is, fucking run. Run as fast as you can, girl.
I tried, but it didn't work.
Please tell him to leave. Just go, boy, die. Be here. Please. Just go, boy. Go ahead and leave, you dumbass.
Sing it.
Just please leave Keola. He has ruined my whole world.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Tell me you're not staying.
Don't be like that.
I'm joking. Oh, I'm not, actually. Yeah. Alina, thank you.
See, you're just like the right amount of weird. I love it.
Oh, nice.
You got to check your gauge of weird, then, girl. That's very kind. I appreciate you, Alina. You made my day. Yeah. I'm sure Allie's just like, you have yet to get to know him. Well, Alina, got to let you know, we're on the air right now. We made an outgoing phone call to you, so legally, need your permission to keep this conversation going, if that's okay?
Of course.
Oh, you're the best. Appreciate you. So we're calling about this guy. You met him at the gym, and for your first date, you guys went back to the gym, you know, worked out. We're assuming together.
Yes.
You
know, yeah. A little spotty. You know.
Do you know what we're talking about?
Yeah, that would be Dwayne.
It doesn't matter!
Yeah. Can you smell?
Ooh.
Joe is boiling.
Dropping, right?
That was soupy.
It's small, but it still stinks.
Check your bibbidis, brother. Okay, yeah, Alina, so we heard everything went good. You haven't gotten back to him since that date. Is there anything we're missing?
Well, let me just say, I don't want to say it because I don't want to hurt his feelings. I don't know how to put this into words that are going to be non-offensive.
You saw the package.
He was wearing tights. And it looked like he was doing a Buffalo Bill style, and he told me he wasn't.
He forgot to stuff his sock in
there.
That
would all be okay. No, Dwayne's a little leaky.
What does that mean? Leaky.
Leaky.
A little leaky? As in like L-E-A-K-Y, leaky?
L-E-A-K-Y.
Oh,
okay.
Not like the stinky link, yeah? The stinky leaky?
What kind of leakies do you have that are stinky?
No.
Isn't that the new term now for the kids, the stinky link? The girl you're hooking up with on the side?
Whoa.
I don't know.
I don't
know. It's a stinky link.
If the leaky be stinky,
wow.
Then you better be going.
Not side salad.
That's not the one.
What was the one you're looking for?
Look up stinky link, man. The Urban Dictionary one.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Why don't you tell us what you meant by leaky while I look up the Urban Dictionary definition of stinky leaky? Is that what I'm looking at?
Stinky link.
Okay.
Stinky link?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's ATM.
Okay. Oh, yeah?
That's ATM, bro. Yeah. Stinky link is ATM.
Disgusting.
Yeah. And by the way, kids, we're talking about automatic teller machines.
Yeah. Money from
your parents take out cash.
Yeah.
But go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Alina. So he's leaky.
Okay. Oh, sneaky link. That's what it's called.
Stop. Sorry, Joe. Jeez. Go ahead, Alina. I'm sorry.
It's okay. So we started our date with a workout, which was really cool. And he's built kind of like Mark Wahlberg, which was really hot. Yeah, so it was nice. So we started out with some really light workouts, and all of a sudden he's like super sweaty, dripping, oozing sweat, like waterfalls.
Oh, like, so not sexy kind.
Profusely.
No, like, don't go chasing waterfalls.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I actually got that one, too, if you want. Along with New Kids on the Block. I got waterfalls for you, girl. Go ahead.
It was just crazy. I mean, I wasn't even sweating, like, at all, because it was such a light workout.
Uh-huh.
Baby.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so let's chase after this sweaty, leaky, stinky link.
Well, no, if it was hot, then I would have been like, okay, I'd like to lick your abs. But in this case, it was like, maybe this is a condition. I can't hate on him for that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a tough one. Totally. Right.
So I let it go. And after about, like, 15, 20 minutes, there's this, like, really horrific, strong odor. Not like fart smell, like rotten, like eggs or something. I don't know how to describe it.
Oh.
Body odor kind? Yeah.
So in Joe's words, he did have a stinky linky. His new Urban right. Dictionary yes. word.
Hurry out of leak. Yeah.
Stinky leaky.
I figured it was just like the gym had old workout equipment or
yeah.
you know, like somebody else didn't wipe. I don't know. Like, I can't quite figure it out. So I waited a little bit. Dwayne had excused himself and was like, I need to go fill up my water bottle while I was in the middle of my set. I'm like, okay, maybe he has to go take care of whatever's going on. I'm just going to continue working out. So I finished my set and he's nowhere near the water fountain. He's been gone for quite a while. Now what do I do, right? Well, that's when I saw this trail of, like, sweat drops from where we were to where he must have been headed.
Oh, my okay. gosh. Okay.
Follow the trail.
It's kind of like a horror yeah. movie, yeah, where you follow the blood yeah. drops. Yeah. You know, when you got the person chasing the other one, this is like, they just see, like, pool of blood. And there's, like, little blood drops with, like, blood footprints.
There you go.
In this case, so it's stinky leaky.
Yes.
So, yeah, so I follow the trail, and I see that it leads into the men's restroom, and I didn't want to embarrass Dwayne, so I was like, let me just go back to where we were working out and leave this alone and we'll figure it out after, right? Like 5 more minutes goes by and he comes back and basically doesn't say a word. Complete silence.
Uh-huh.
Then actually says totally abruptly out of nowhere, it's been fun, we should do this again, and then made a beeline straight out of the gym. Like,
wow.
Whoa.
Super, yeah, like super brash. Honestly, like rude. I don't have time for any shadiness and that seemed really shady, so I'm out.
Yeah, wow. That's weird. So yeah. Wait, you were like in the midst of your workout. It wasn't like you guys were wrapping it up or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh my God.
No, I was in the middle of a set.
Maybe
yeah.
oh. she is pants.
So weird. Like, I don't know if I can get over that.
Maybe yeah, he just felt left. Weird way about so sweating so much. Maybe he, you know, didn't.
Well, yeah, he should be. I mean, unless it's a condition.
A medical condition, right? Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
yeah.
He should be, yeah. So maybe he was, you know, feeling.
Well, Alina,
kind of
there's only one way for
that.
Us to find out. Sorry that you're in this position, or sorry that we put you in this position. Dwayne's been on the other line. He had Ooh. Called us to call you. Because he didn't know why you weren't getting back to him. Dwayne, I don't understand how it is that, like, you go on a date with a girl, you're in the midst of doing something, in this case, working out, and in the middle of it, you just went, okay, bye.
Bye.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like,
of course she's not going to get back to you.
And then you're calling us to, like, find out why.
Yeah, what happened, though? Like, was there anything?
What happened?
Were you late for something, or?
I mean, I just had, like, a couple of issues, but it wasn't that big of a deal, you know?
Enough for you to leave, bro.
Yeah, like, that's one of those where at least you communicate with the person. It's like, oh, shucks, a family member emergency right now. Right. I'm really interested. This is not a made-up story. Can we reschedule? Can I make it up to you?
Yeah.
And then she says yes, then you can leave. Literally took 5 seconds.
Yeah.
All right. So...
Here comes.
So the night.
Everyone get comfortable. We're about to hear a bunch more bullshit. Yeah, go ahead.
So the night before was one of my best friend's bachelor parties. And one drink led to another drink, which led to another drink. And so everybody ended up getting super, super hammered.
Uh-huh. And as you do bachelor parties.
I got home at like 3 a.m. and then realized, crap, I have a date to go to at a gym. So I just started pounding a bunch of water and electrolyte. Like, I had, like, 2 liquid IVs. I had a Prime. I got one of the cucumber Gatorades. Like, I just tried to do everything I could to get rehydrated. So apparently I took that a little bit too hard, and I must have, like, overhydrated. And so, like, when we started working out, like, I started feeling like I had, like, almost like the meat sweat. You know what I mean? Like, I was just, like, getting super, super sweaty. And so in the middle of our workout, while Elena was doing our set, I was really trying to hold it in, and I couldn't stop it. And so, like, I stepped a few feet back because I thought, like, I was going to let some gas out.
Yeah.
So, wait. She's over there in the middle of her set. She's, like, trying to push through. She's like, okay, one, two, and then there's you, Dwayne. You're like, take 3 steps back. Yeah, girl, you're doing good. And then you gotta stand there and let it air out.
Yeah,
in your cheeks. Yeah.
Well, no, that's not what ended up happening. Those trail of sweat drops she said that she saw me lead to the men's room, those must have been like water drops from my ass.
Oh!
Wait, what?
Like a wet shark, like.
Oh! I thought you got it. I thought you had like some kind of medical issue where you get bad ass wet or something. Oh, you sharted?
And the whole situation, and so like I didn't want to like be in front of her like after having like my pants. And so I was like, hey, like we should do this again. This was great. I gotta go. So I.
Okay.
Wow, you really did pump up the jam.
Oh yeah, you pumped up the jam, bro.
Damn girl, I'm having a good time, but real quick.
Yes.
Oh, I feel for you, Dwayne.
I gotta go back to you.
It's like the Dwayne remix. The Dwayne Shark mix.
Oh my God.
That's not how I wanted that date to go, but I did end up having a really good time, and I'm really, really
I'm relieved it's over, though.
It was a really awesome time with you. When after a fart and little shit came out.
Yeah,
that was awesome. It's a good time. Well, Alina, I got just a random question, but not that it really applies to anything or matters, but when you followed what you thought were drips of sweat that were left by Dwayne to the men's restroom, you couldn't tell that they were little...
Brown.
Different consistency? Different texture?
Oh my God, I'm sorry. This is getting me... I'm sorry. Oh, this is really grossing me out. Like...
It's something he couldn't control. It happened.
I know. I'm sorry. I feel really bad for ghosting him. But sorry.
Like, you ever had the run, and then like, every time you run, a fart comes out. So every step is a fart.
Yeah. No, I think
I've sharted on air before. If it makes Dwayne feel better.
Oh my God. Oh, wow. That's so gross.
I don't know if it was here.
Did you throw
it wasn't with me, bro.
Yeah, it wasn't here. I mean, like in my career.
Okay.
In my career. I farted on scene too before. Like,
yeah, me too.
Are you serious?
I can top it.
Oh, he can.
Oh man, no. I sharted myself in a club once.
No way.
True story. Yes. Oh, definitely.
Did you throw away your underwear or did you wash it?
He kind of left.
Yeah, I threw them away.
Oh, you threw them away.
The problem was like I had to have my boy come in the bathroom with me because he didn't have any closed stalls, right?
Oh my God.
And so I had to have him lean against the bathroom door I dropped trowel and then wiped the kind.
Yeah.
And then clean up and then threw everything away. And I was like, I was emceeing that night, bro. I was hosting the nightclub.
Oh man, I wish camera phones
you
was
wanna
a thing
know
back
the
then.
Irony. I remember this because this is when I was in keyhole, like full keyhole swing. Which keyhole, our mentor, Frederico, because when I first moved back to Hawaii, well, for most of my life, I was a big hoe.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He called me keyhole. But then this is like the beginning of the origin of keyhole.
Oh my God.
Right? So I was going heavy. And ironically, the nightclub that I was emceeing is Friday night, broadcasted every Friday night there, is called Watertown.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, you are in that town. Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, anyway, but the point being, Alina, so like Joe was saying, in Dwayne's defense, you know, it happens.
Especially
when you hung over and you drank a lot of fluids trying to sober
it's
up.
It's hard to keep that in.
Yeah, that after morning mud is real.
Oh, yes.
And you know, I give it to Dwayne because he tried so hard to get sober to come to you and work out with you because he didn't want to miss the date.
Yeah,
you know?
He didn't want to cancel and reschedule because that may give you the wrong impression.
Exactly.
So kudos to you, Dwayne.
Yeah, bro.
Next time, shard away.
Yeah.
Just show up. Be like, damn, bro, I'm sorry.
Just have extra bubblegum in your car, bro.
Not in the same room with me, please. Oh, my God.
Okay.
I mean, it's happened. It happens. I get it. It happens.
Real quick, and then I want to bring Dwayne into this conversation. On the count of three, if you've never sharded, don't say a single word. If you have sharded, I need everyone to go yes. In your lifetime, if you've ever sharded.
Uh-huh.
One, two, three. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, who are we to judge then? Okay. We're a community of sharding.
It's been a while since I did it, but yes.
Cast the first stone. I've said this for years now. So, Dwayne, I can't chastise you for it.
Because not at all.
It's a bachelor party.
Right.
You're going to obviously partake if it's your good buddy.
Right.
And then, like MJ was saying, you made a concerted effort that night. At least you had the wherewithal to realize, crap, that's right, date tomorrow.
Yeah.
I should probably sober up.
Yep.
So you drank Gatorade, I think you said Prime, and Liquid IV.
Yeah.
Sounds like you overdid it quite a bit. But, you know, at least, Alina, you got to give him credit, right?
Right.
Yeah, no, I understand. I mean, he didn't have to tell me what was happening at the time, but he could have just excused himself a little bit more politely, but I get it.
I'm glad you bring that up, Alina. Dwayne, just because I'm all about self-improvement, right?
I mean, it was super hard to be polite when I was having an impromptu colonoscopy. I'm really sorry.
I'm about to get one. So, Dwayne, self-improvement. If you could go back and you be you, Alina, you be you. You guys are on that first date. You're at the gym. She's doing her thing, man. She's in the middle of her set, right?
Yeah.
And you're over there. You're sweating bullets. I think you said meat sweats earlier. You know, and you had way too much water, too many electrolytes the night before trying to sober up for this date. And she's like on, like, I don't know, like set 4 or something like that.
Yeah.
You just say, oh, yeah, you're doing good, girl. You're doing real good. Yeah, keep working. Yeah. You know, like, how do we handle that moving forward? Talk to Alina now. You're back in a situation instead of just going to the bathroom and leaving.
I mean,
I gotta take a shit. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Girl, I just went to fart and I just in my pants.
Excuse me, I'll be right back.
Yeah, excuse me. You see them drops? Don't follow it.
No.
Yeah, keep it in my uni.
I think I overdid it on my electrolytes. I need the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Well, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, but then you come back and very abruptly say, this was fun. We should do it again. Bye. How would you change that?
Hey, I'll sh** my pants.
Yeah, there you go. Now you're learning.
I bet the fart little came out.
I didn't bring extra babs. I got to go change.
All right, you can say it. I'm wearing tights all over my cheeks.
Yeah, you could have said that. You could have said, I sh** my pants and to change. I need to change. Would you like to come home with me?
I got compression pants on. It's like a mud pie.
It's like I sat on a cake. Chocolate cake.
Happy birthday to me. Wow. Well, Alina, you see what I'm saying? It's kind of, I see where Dwayne comes from. Yeah. It's not like he did it on purpose.
He's trying not to.
You know, he made a little air to come out. A little came out instead.
A little leakage.
So how about, wow, Joe. How about we pay for dinner and drinks, Dwayne? Just keep it easy the night before, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just chill.
Have a normal.
Yeah, don't go like partying it up to the point where you got to drink all those electrolytes and hydrate to the point where you little came out instead. Right, yeah.
Right.
And then you guys take it from there because I feel, Dwayne and Alina, that you guys haven't really gotten to know one another to really be able to judge each other's character and see if there's compatibility there.
Compatibility.
All right, so I feel like I need to kind of like come clean with something too. As nauseating as this is, I have had it happen too.
Okay, well there we go. See? So everyone's let a little out every now and again. It's happened, man. So who are we to judge?
I'm gonna make it even better for you, Dwayne. Yes, I will go out with Dwayne again.
Aww.
I like this. This is good. This is good stuff, Dwayne. You're welcome, buddy.
What a wonderful story to tell the grandkids one day. How'd you guys meet?
We whoa, run, George,
whoa, Dwayne! Run, get out of there!
Some bull.
We're not compatible now.
Dwayne, short your pants again. Run.
Yes, do it.